T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1.
All right, Benjamin is ready to confess his crush to somebody in his friend circle, but will it go as planned? I'm going to go with it's a hard no, Benjamin. Thank you, though, for trying it out on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Well, don't talk about it. Can you not talk about this then? Or
aren't we on the radio?
You're on the radio right now,
no,
dude.
If this doesn't come out, like, just don't. I just don't want this to be a big thing then with everybody.
That is coming up in seconds, but right now, let's give you a chance to play for cash.
Win Cupid's cash now. Be caller 94 at 404-263-0941. Good luck from...
Sometimes love and always awkward.
We get them on the phone, find out if they're single,
and then we give you our show
so you can publicly
confess your crush.
Hello, Benjamin. Who are you going to be confessing your crush to today?
Oh, this girl named Tori.
Okay. Why the... Oh.
That was very dramatic.
It's nerve-wracking to finally, like, speak it into existence.
All right.
Well, that's how it works, though, right? You got to tell the universe what you want, and you never know what's going to come back to you. So I'm proud of you, Benjamin.
Thank you.
So who is Tori?
Tori is a girl I've known for like half a year now, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, every time I've seen her, it's just been like, there's this thing about her where she has this penetrating gaze. And every time, I remember the first time I saw her, I didn't know if it was appropriate for me to keep like looking. Because she just, when she fixes on you, she's just like searching your soul. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, oh, is there some flirtation going on here, or is she just really like observing me? And
you're very intense about
like,
this.
Am I wildlife in the zoo? Like, why is she looking at me this way?
No, that's exactly how it feels. Oh gosh, what is it? And then I realized, you know, when she started warming up, especially around me, that she's just, you know, she's a unique person. She sees life a little differently than everybody else. So her perspective, her opinion on anything is like just kind of from left field, but she's okay with it. So she'll make a joke about something, or she'll find something irrelevant, or, you know, she's indifferent to something that other people are talking about that, you know, everybody has an opinion on, and she doesn't care. So she'll make some off comment and then laugh to herself. And then I'm looking over there like, oh, I'm crushing. You know, like this is.
All right, cool. Well, Benjamin, yeah. This is the way Confess Your Crush works. We're going to call up Tori and find out if she's single, and if she is and open to dating and wants to know who's got a crush on her, we'll reconnect you and you'll tell her who you are live on the radio.
Great.
Cool. So I think I've got a couple compliments to shower upon her, like her gaze and her sense of humor. Any other compliments I should give to her?
Well, if it's going to be kind of, you know, I mean, it's superficial a little bit, but her hair is like, ugh. Like she, every time she shows up, her hair, she does so many different styles with it, and it's always just popping. Like,
okay.
You know, it's
hard. What about smile?
It's so funny how guys and women give like process hair. He's like, the different styles are popping, where I know a woman's compliment would be it's flowing and it's so well, you know, put together.
You can't even think of it because you're a guy right now. You can't even give an example.
Describe a woman's hair.
If she had long, beautiful hair, I'd be like, it's flowing, it's beautiful, looks
luxurious,
really natural curls,
thick,
soft,
healthy, soft. No, okay.
Well,
no.
Use all those.
Stop. No. I'll take care of this for you guys, okay? All right, just let me be a wing woman.
Her, her smile is gorgeous, but she has a way of smirking.
Okay.
It's like, oh, it kills me. Kills me.
All right, Benjamin, hang on. When we come back to you, you'll be confessing your crush to Tori, okay?
Thank you.
And the good news for you is that Jen does all the compliment issuing. I'll, for the most part, remain silent. Wavy. Would that be a good one? No?
Just don't. Hello?
Hey, Tori, it's the Jeff and Jen Show calling. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks.
Quick question. Are you currently single? And if the answer to that question is yes, are you interested in maybe dating someone if we knew somebody who was interested in you?
Well, yes, I am single. And sure, why not?
Perfect.
Perfect. Hey, Tori, it's Jen. I'm calling to tell you somebody's got a big crush on you.
Awesome.
Yeah, this person says that you've got a really funny, kind of quirky sense of humor. He loves your beautiful hair. He thinks that you've got this really incredible gaze that you give out with your eyes that he just finds just amazing.
Did you say that she has a luxurious head yet? Did you say that part?
No, I said beautiful hair.
Okay.
And he says that you've got this shy, smirky smile that just gets him every time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So do you want to find out who's crushing on you?
I mean, with opinions like that, yeah.
The exchange rate for that information is pretty easy. In exchange for finding out who has a crush on you, you first have to guess who you think it might be. And once we register two of those guesses, we'll let the crusher talk directly to you.
What if I get it wrong?
There are no wrong.
The right person?
There's no wrong answers here, Tori. We're going to give you the next song to think about it, okay? So 3 minutes from now, we'll come back, we'll get a couple of guesses from you, and then we'll have Confess Your Crush continue, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Sometimes love. Always awkward.
Confess Your Crush continues right now.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush is in progress on the Jeff and Jen Show. Here's what you need to know. Benjamin called us. He's got a big old crush on somebody in the same circle of friends as him. Her name is Tori. And so we're about to pick up Tori here and get her guesses on who she thinks is crushing on her. The name you're listening for is Benjamin.
Tori, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Hi. So as promised, we are ready to let the person who has a crush on you introduce themselves to you. But first,
Okay. We
need to know who you think it might be. Is there somebody whose name popped into your head the second Jen said somebody has a crush on you?
Yes. He's a friend of mine. We've been friends for a few years. And I don't know, he gets kind of flirty with me sometimes. But Jeff?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would Jeff be a good thing?
Jeff might be a good thing.
Okay.
But if it's not Jeff, that's fine.
All right.
Okay. She's covering all her bases here.
As you thought about it, did anybody else pop in? Like somebody maybe you hope it is?
The only other person I think it could be is this guy Cliff. We work together. Maybe he has the kind of personality that needs to do this over the radio instead of just talking to me. I don't know.
And his name is Cliff?
Cliff, yeah.
All right, Jeff or Cliff. She apparently has a thing for names that end with two Fs.
All right, Tori, if you are ready to find out who it is that's crushing on you, we can connect your crush right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, crusher, it is now time to confess your crush.
Hey, Tori.
Hi.
Benjamin.
Hi, Benjamin. Ben,
how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I just, you know, I've
just kind of, I'm looking for something a little bit more than just chatting with you now and then and noticing you around. I want to actually go on a date with you or explore something that could lead to something more.
Huh. Okay. I thought... I'm sorry. I know I'm a little bit out of the loop, but I thought you were dating Jesse?
Well,
are you not dating Jesse?
I was dating Jesse, but that... You know, we stopped seeing each other over a week ago, probably.
Oh, a week. A whole week. Wow. Okay. Benjamin, I'm sorry, but no. Why would I date someone who's only 1 week out of a relationship? Oh yeah, with one of my good friends.
I didn't know you guys were good friends, but you know, me and her have been, you know, it's almost been a friendship for like the last month. We're kind of like, you know, we didn't like just break up something bad. It was kind of, we decided it on our own. And it was really mature, and our paths were different. It wasn't like it was some big bad breakup or anything like that.
But it was just 1 week ago.
Well, the final was like a week ago.
Does that change anything for you, Tori?
No, Jesse is my friend. I'm not going to date anyone that I don't. I'm sorry. That's just I don't.
I just feel like you and I always lock eyes whenever we're in the same room, and there's like a chemistry. There's this solid.
I look at everybody when I talk to them. Like that's kind of what I was taught to do.
I'm shocked that there's like not an ounce of interest here.
I'm shocked that you think that there would be. Like, what did I do? Will you say that's how I looked at you,
Tori? I'm going to get your back on this here, Benjamin. There are just two types of women. One that would just never ever go after a guy that their friend has dated, and ones that would be open to it. There's just this 50-50 split down the middle.
There's no gray area. There's no purgatory in between.
You're either into that or you're not, and Tori clearly is not.
What if Tori tried anyways?
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
I'm going to go with it's a hard no, Benjamin. Thank you, though, for trying it out on the Jeff and Jen show.
Well, don't talk about... Can you not talk about this, then? Or... Okay, whatever.
Aren't we on the radio?
You're on the radio right now,
no, dude. If this doesn't come out, like, just don't... I just don't want this to be a big thing, then, with everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know what? It's days like this that we can all be happy we only have 11 listeners.
There you go.
There you go.
There's the bright side.
Wait.
All right. See you, Benjamin.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tori, thank you for playing along with that.
I'm so sorry, guys.
No, it's nothing to apologize
for. Don't be sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Just out of curiosity, how long will it take you to now call Jesse and be like, you're not going to believe what just happened?
I haven't been able to read it, but my group text started blowing up about 3 minutes ago. So,
okay, there you go.
All right.
It might be related.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.